This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Now that the city of Austin has agreed with Major League Soccer and Precourt Sports Ventures on a lease for a stadium in North Austin, you might be wondering why such a large tract of land very close to an otherwise booming part of the city was empty and available. KUT's Jimmy Moss takes us back in time for the explosive tale of the future home of Major League Soccer in Austin.
Way before the prospect of professional soccer in Austin, the area near Burnett Road and Breaker Lane was sort of an anything-goes edge-of-town industrial area. Just as an example, the University of Texas turned an old Army magnesium plant into the J.J. Pickle Research Center, which is home to a nuclear reactor, currently. Reichhold Industries opened a chemical plant nearby in 1958 on a lot bordered by Burnett, Breaker, and McCalla Place. Mike Culbison performed general maintenance for Reichhold for a few years in the mid-1970s. He said his job took him all over the plant to the various vats, pipes, pumps, and chillers, where the company made a series of organic peroxides.
Benzoyl peroxide, which is somewhat commonly known, methyl ethyl ketone and methyl ethyl ketone peroxide, which are used, these are organic catalysts that help with the curing of resins for like fiberglass.
They also can be quite explosive. Benzoyl peroxide, the one Mike bets you've heard of, is used in pimple creams and can be used to bleach hair. It is stable when in a solvent or paste, but when it's not wet, not so stable. It can ignite on its own. A YouTube search will yield several, probably unsafe to try, videos where small amounts of MEK and other peroxides are exploding, like this one from Camrock 37. Here's Mike Culbison again.
We also had tertiary hydrobutyl peroxide, which was probably the most dangerous, but we never had a problem with that plant that I know of. All the vegetation was pretty scarce and it liked to die off fairly quickly.
And whatever grass did survive outside created another hairy situation to maintain.
Because the benzoyl peroxide, you know, over the years that that plant had been there, a lot of it had accumulated in the grounds outside, primarily behind the plant, which would have been to the east side of where the plants were.
Mowing the lawn often meant small smoke puffs and sometimes maybe a small fire, though nothing a hose couldn't handle, according to Culbison. Remember, this is only a few years after the Environmental Protection Agency was created. Watershed rules were loose. The Safe Drinking Water Act was not signed into law until late 1974. Culbison said there were a few minor explosions at the plant while he worked there. One, he says, caused his brother, another Reichhold employee, to break his arm while jumping from a fire. But those were all manageable. The big one came in 1985. That explosion caused Reichhold to close the facility for good. It sat dormant for a decade. That's when the city purchased the land from the chemical company. Another 8 years go by, and the city decided to develop the land for Austin Water. While in the site preparation phase in 2003, four construction workers were injured in another explosion. It was believed that the workers made contact with a buried glass bottle containing one of the peroxides. The city then sued Reichhold to cover the extended cleanup of McCalla Place. The city received more than $3 million to do so. The site was remediated and once again was left alone. Fast forward to last August.
Today's vote clears the way for Precourt Sports Ventures.
The city council approved a multi-use development that will include a concert venue, open park space, affordable housing, and soccer. Last month, all parties agreed to a 20-year lease. Austin Mayor Steve Adler.
The site's been mitigated and cleared and studied and analyzed and released.
That release comes from a 2017 letter from the Texas Commission for Environmental Quality. It cleared the unlimited use of the land, determining its environmental risk to be low.
We've been assured that this is a piece of dirt, you know, it's an old abandoned track, but we can now put it to this really good use.
With the lease signed, construction is set to begin later this year. The stadium is scheduled to be ready for the 2021 season, along with its new team, the Austin FC. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.